Hey guys, you're listening to the Enough Podcast.
I'm Jennifer, a wife, mom of four, an author. I love having one-on-one conversations with women, talking about our identity in Christ. But most of all, I am completely in love with Jesus.
And I'm Courtney, a wife, a mom, and a West Texas woman with a passionate love for Jesus.
We declare we've had enough.
And discuss how we are enough. Hey there, guys. Welcome back to the Enough Podcast and Happy New Year.
Wow, 2020 has been quite a year.
Oh my goodness. It sure was. You know, I remember about this time last year, everybody was saying, 2020, perfect vision, let's do this thing. And like, new year, new decade, woohoo. And it's like, the world said, hold my popsicle and watch this. See what I am about to do to you. I've actually been having a really hard time even wanting to look forward or plan anything. It's like 2020 put me in this place of defense and survival mode that now I'm like not even wanting to step out of survival mode. I am like wondering what
Duck
the
and
heck.
Hide.
I am wondering what on earth 2021 is going to throw to me. Like I'm walking on eggshells into this new season. Mm-hmm. And if we're being real honest, that's not what God has called us to. God has called us to not have a spirit of fear, but
of power, of love, and a sound mind.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Jen over there has been absolutely killing it with a game plan for what to do when you're sitting in this kind of scared, hesitant, survival mode state.
Honestly, this year has, you know, it's really funny because I feel like all year long, I have been fine. You know, I mean, we've had a really rough year. I've lost both my grandpas this year. One, we just had his funeral. We just watched it live stream on New Year's Eve. And
2020, obviously, that is how we do funerals in 2020. Oh, I'm so sorry, Jen.
And obviously my breast cancer journey, but there's been a lot of good that happened too. I mean, you know, it's kind of funny because I was actually looking back through my pictures, just trying to rethink of like what actually even happened this year. Cause it almost feels like a blur.
And it really does.
My mom moved in with us the beginning of this year. And little did we know like how much of a blessing that would actually be to have her here during this entire journey. I could not have done this breast cancer journey without her as she was helping me with cooking and cleaning and, you know, taking care of the kids while I was, you know, going in for all of my treatments and surgery and everything. And I mean, my little girl got saved this year. We started our podcast. I started a blog this year. It's just like, there's been so much good and there's been a lot of things that have just really sucked.
Yes.
So honestly, absolutely. I feel like I have hit a mental wall just in the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like all that supernatural strength that I had throughout this entire journey has come crashing down. And now I'm starting to feel that post-trauma, if you will.
Right.
So it's been hard for me to even want to dream. It's been hard for me to, I usually look forward to this time of year. I love the vision boards that Tim and I always do with our family. I love coming up with a word for the year. I love being able to think, Lord, what are you going to do this year? And I'm always so excited about coming into the new year.
This Yay, year, new I am, slate. Let's do this.
Yeah. Right. This year I am terrified and
you terrified. And me both.
And you almost just don't want to dream. You're afraid to dream because you don't know what's actually going to happen. So honestly, I mean, I've been having so many conversations with my sweet husband and bless his heart. He has just been really helping me through this because he can see a bigger picture. I feel like I'm in the middle of a forest and can't, you know, can't see the forest for the trees kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's really been helping me to just kind of see, like, you need to be focused on, first of all, worship. Because really that's what we're called to do. We're called to worship. And
what we're created to do.
Exactly. Yeah. So when you look at it in that way, that, you know, all of my fears, all of my anxiety that I have over what God is calling me to do, wondering if I have enough strength, wondering if I have enough words, if I have enough topics to talk about, whatever it is, my hormone treatment that I've started up that I have to do for a whopping 10 years.
Oh man.
All of that.
Yeah.
All of that. It was just overwhelming me. And so when you narrow it down to just worshiping, God gives you exactly what it is that you're supposed to do. If you just, for me, my word this year is abide, because that's exactly what I need to do. I need to stay at his feet and just worship. I just need to stay close to him, keep my eyes fixed on him. And so for this year, my vision board looks a little bit different than it usually does. Usually I might have a lot of dreaming.
About a vision board, because Jen, you are a vision board person and I have never made one. Probably going to make one now, but tell us about that.
So I started with my husband's work years ago. They had actually, it was the coolest thing because they invited all the families of the employees together. They had made up a dinner. They had all the poster boards laid out, magazines that you could cut out, all kinds of stuff. But the basis of it is you have four different categories: body, heart, spirit, and mind. So when you're trying to think through your vision, you're thinking through your body, your need to live, heart, your need to love, spirit, your need to leave a legacy, and mind, your need to learn. So as you're coming up with, what do I want my life to look like? You're trying to think through all those different categories. So for instance, this year in body, my need to live, I put running and I put my kitchen, because my kitchen is very tiny and I'm very excited about extending it. and that way is so that as we have guests over to our house, I'm able to host easier, have people in the kitchen with me
and I'm cooking. Feed their bodies.
I love cooking. So you guys know how much time I like to spend in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So the kitchen is my need to live. That's just, you know, that's a dream, of course. And that one is going to be who knows how long from now. But under heart, I put my ways to love. So I put things that I'm personally already working on, like my blog and the podcast and things like that, that are my ways of being able to love others. Under my mind, I put Bible study. I want to teach my little girl, Kaylee, how to play the violin. She just got a violin for Christmas. And so she asked me if I would teach her. So that's kind of on my radar for this year, something that I want to be able to do. It's kind of in two categories, almost like need to leave a legacy and need to learn, because I kind of have to relearn a little bit myself.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while. And also I'm doing it for her. It's something that we can do together. And then also coaching sessions that I have set up with someone that is also my help to mentor and things like that. So, and then under spirit, need to leave a legacy, I put a dream that has been on Tim's in my heart ever since we moved to Virginia. So we're going to try to, that one might be a little bit more of a 5-year plan.
Yeah.
But it's still something that we're looking towards and we know God has laid it on our heart. So that's pretty much what mine looks like. But the purpose of that is not to say, okay, it's all on my board now, I have to go do it all. Or if I try hard enough or work hard enough, I'll get these things. You know, it's not like for my kitchen, it's not like, okay, now I'm going to go pester my husband to get that done.
Right.
No, that's not the point. The point of this is like a vision battle plan.
It's your game plan. I'm going to be honest. When I've heard the word vision board, I've always been turned off because it has always been tied to people believing that they can, or in my experience, what I've seen is that people use it as a means to manifest the things they want. I'm going to put the Porsche on my vision board. And the more I visualize me getting a Porsche on my vision board, then it will happen, because if I want it enough, then it will happen. So the way that you're using this is completely different. You have sat down at Jesus' feet and gone, God, what is for this next year? And you've looked at four different categories very specifically and approached it from, how can I use this year to honor and serve God? And then you've put those things down so that you don't forget.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the point of a vision board, is because when you see something, you're able to keep your focus on it. You know, I mean, we've talked about before doing your battle plan with putting sticky notes on your mirror, like putting a verse on it. So it's kind of the same thing, but some of this might be years from now. You know, it's a dream that maybe you have this wild and crazy idea to, what's a wild and crazy idea, Courtney?
Here is Courtney's wild and crazy idea that I have had on my heart for years, but I've never put it down. So I've never worked towards it. It would be to start a hippotherapy center in my town. That is the use of horses in therapy treatments for children with disabilities like autism or Down syndrome. But yeah, I know it says hippo, but it uses horses.
See, that's awesome. So something like that would be amazing. I mean, that could be under your need to leave a legacy, under your spirit category. So that's something that it's not going to happen overnight. It's not even something that could happen this year. I mean, who knows what God could actually do? He could start
things
in the works this year. But it's some of these things you might be looking at, like it might not actually come into fruition for another 5 years.
Or 10 or 20, you know.
So who knows when God could actually have some of these things come into place.
And that is so true. This is something, a tool that can be used for everyone, no matter where you are. If you are at home with your parents in school, if you are an empty nester, this is for everyone.
Yes, exactly. You know, it's been a huge grave reminder to me that if it weren't for doctors and nurses, I actually would be dying right now.
Right.
And I think part of that, even in my frustration of wanting my hair to grow faster, wanting my body to heal faster, I've really still been struggling with surgery sites and stuff, just still keeping me from doing
you everything. Have reminders of constant. What you've been through, constant reminders of what you've been through.
I want to go into this year being reminded that I actually get a second chance and living in, thank you, Lord, for continuing to allow me to live here on this earth longer. How can I serve you through all of this?
You know, Jen, you talked about the analogy of that Priscilla Shire talked about. If you're holding a full cup of water with your arm stretched out and somebody starts bumping your arm, what is going to spill out of your cup?
Yep.
And honestly, at the beginning of 2020, my cup was really pretty full. I was happy. I was bubbly. I was full of zim and pep, but a lot of that poured out and I didn't do the best job ever of working hard to keep my cup full. Now, that's not to say that we have the power to fill up our own cup. I just wasn't going to the stream of living water to fill up my cup like I needed to.
Well, the thing of that is that, like, when you're shaken, what's coming out of you? So it's kind of like when those trials came, how did you react? So when the pandemic hit, did we all rush out and start hoarding toilet paper?
Okay. Yeah.
Or
when
was your heart or was your heart to see who needed help? And was your heart to...
There were people buying up the toilet paper to put it out on their front steps to make sure that their neighbors had toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
And when the racial unrest hit, did you jump on social media and start shredding people who you thought weren't doing a good enough job? Or did you actually start working to do something?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when politics got real fun this year, so much fun, were you kind to people on the internet or were you not? I feel like 2020 really showed everybody's true colors.
Yeah.
Like it really.
It showed what was really down deep inside of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our question to you is what came out of you this year?
Exactly.
And honestly, I want to be the first to say that whatever came out of you, you're loved and you're mm-hmm. cherished.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it that we could do that so that the next time something happens, because it's life, something else is going to happen. What's going to come out of you the next time?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be a little bit better? And I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, that the very next time you get shaken, that you're only full of love and you're only full of Jesus, but that should be what we're working towards.
So if what spilled out of your cup in 2020 was not what you wanted, for me, a lot of fear spilled out of my cup. Every time I got jostled, I was fearful. And I just because it's 2021 doesn't mean that that is somehow suddenly going to be different for me. It is something that I have to take to the foot of the cross and ask God for the strength for, and then create a plan to work towards changing how I react to being jostled. When the world knocks me down, how am I going to get up again? Mm-hmm. When the world knocks me from side to side, what's going to spill out of me?
Yeah. This time of year always puts me in a reflective state. What has happened this year? What is the good? What was the bad? What did I portray this year? And then the vision board helps me to stay focused on what God is calling me to do so that I can have a good battle plan to get through to the next year. Is there a Bible study that you want to get into that could help you with a certain area? This year, I'm going to be going through a Bible study that is called Seamless. It's going to help you with reading the Bible through and how seamless all of it winds together. I'm really looking forward to getting into a lot more Bible study this year. My brain has not been able to handle a lot of that this year or this past year. So I'm looking forward this year to just really renewing my mind in the truths, in the basics, really, of the Bible and all of that. And just trying to get any little tidbit out of the Bible that we possibly can. So what is it this year that you could put in front of you that not even to say that you have to do the vision board, but just what is it that you want to put in front of you that you can actually gain a battle plan so that when you are shaken, then all the love and grace that Jesus came to earth for is what is spilling out of you.
All right, guys, that is it for this week's podcast. If you want to check out Jen's and my vision board, head over to Enough Pod over on Instagram.
And you can always find us at enoughpodladies@gmail.com.
And remember, guys, when the going gets tough, because it will, and you don't feel like you're enough,
remember you are enough.
I didn't mean to tickle you that much. Oh, man.
Does he keep pushing the door open?
It's my dog.
I know.
That's funny. I am going to fix this year. That's going to go on my vision board.
You can put that on your vision board.
Office door.
That's underneath to live so that you stay sane.
Mm-hmm. It is something. Well, I don't know if I like that.